Sri Lankan soldiers today pushed across the front lines and captured a piece of rebel-held territory as heavy artillery and mortar battles across the embattled north killed 47 people. Fighting has escalated around the rebels' enclave in the north since last week, when the government officially pulled out of a long-ignored ceasefire with the Tamil Tigers. A roadside bomb blamed on Tamil Tiger rebels yesterday killed a Sri Lankan government minister. Speaking from Colombo, Archbishop Oswald Gomez told us more about the mounting violence following the government's pullout from the ceasefire.
There is a lonely spot on the road in a suburban town on the way to the airport. There is a vacant area. The minister was coming to parliament and they had set one of these Claymore bombs and blasted it just as the car passed. There was another bomb last evening, that also just after the Air Force chief passed. So they think that it was set for him, but they missed the target. Also, the president seems to feel that you can't have any negotiation unless you defeat these people and then offer the political solution. Talks never came to the crucial issues. They were all marginal issues, matters of protocol and etiquette. And in the meantime, the LTT built up heavily their armaments. So all the talks so far have very clearly failed.